Welcome to The One About Careers with Devin
and Sarah Jane,
a career podcast for adults involved with teens navigating life after high school.
We help you help your teens make informed education and career decisions by providing quality information and resources.
Join us for weekly bite-sized conversations covering various aspects of careers, including insights from professionals in different fields.
New episodes available every week at theoneaboutcareers.com. Welcome to The One About Careers. So today we're talking, this is our last sort of episode in this particular series about the myths and truths of work. And so one of the things that sometimes people suggest is that work simply gets easier with age. And I'd like to hear what you think of that idea, Devin. Is that a myth or is that a truth?
I really want to go back to my default favorite answer, which is it depends. I think the answer actually is, what do you mean when you say easier? Ooh. I think the key to answering that is, what does it mean for work to be easier? Because there are certain things as you go through life that become easier because you become more self-accepting, more wise to the ways of the world, more any number of different things. Obviously, you can also, you build up your skill set. There's so many ways that it can be easier. And at the same time, you know, I look at people like Warren Buffett. I look at, you know, Queen Elizabeth II, Hazel McCallion, Hurricane Hazel, people who were very hard workers well into their 90s and had no interest in putting on the brakes. So I think for this one, I don't know that it's a myth or a truth very clearly, but I think the secret sauce is, how do you define easy? And is that what you want? And what does that mean for you? That's what I think the answer is. How'd I do?
Well, as usual, you went in a direction I wasn't expecting, which is quite okay. That's what makes us a little bit spicy, is that I think, you know where this came from, honestly, was people sitting in my office and going, I don't understand why I'm out of work. I don't understand why it's this hard at this stage. And it was because the last episode we did was, you know, if you work hard, you got rewarded, which essentially meant you also got to keep your job. And I think what for me was the catalyst is that they didn't increase their skills throughout their career. Like in our world, you know, things have changed. First of all, when I started working in the dark ages, there was no internet. People were like, huh? What do you mean? I remember we were just starting with personal computers. Like I understand that I'm dating myself, and it's okay because I love my age. I love the examples that you gave of people who are continuing, because I want to keep going. I want to keep, you know, and I'm really mindful that if that's my intention, there are things that I'm going to need to develop to understand in order to continue working in the field that I love. And so it's for me, it's about intentionality. If you want it to be easy, then you're going to need to invest essentially in increasing your skills
and like not capacity just building.
Yeah. And not just any capacity.
Yeah.
Like you also have to be intentional and mindful about exactly what capacity are the skills that you want to increase, you know, because frankly, keyboarding skills, not necessarily something that people need to increase. I would say that there's going to be lots of our population aren't going to need to learn how to drive. And I would have said at one time that was a skill that I thought every human should learn. I don't know that that's going to be true. Many young people today. Yeah, there are people who are being pilots, who are training to be pilots. It's an interesting thing. Is that always going to be? I don't know. if we're doing autonomous vehicles, are we going to do it? It doesn't mean that I wouldn't become a pilot. I'm not saying that at all. I don't know. I think that'll be longer out. Like I would say 15 years, maybe. We might be out on that. And so, okay, imagine training for pilot. 15 years, that's the career. And so it only gets easier if you also figure out how to manage change. Right? So I like that you went down the rabbit hole of what does easier mean?
That's it, right? And it's interesting. So there's a series on Netflix right now. It's another a book I've mentioned before, and we can link again, is The Happiness Equation by Neil Pasricha. And in both, not in both cases necessarily, but the series on Netflix is called Live to 100: Secrets of the Blue Zones. And they specifically look at areas of the world where people live to very long life and what are the secrets. And the key elements are things like feeling fulfillment, feeling a sense of purpose, feeling connection and community. And so you have these people who are in their 90s and hundreds who are gardening. They're growing vegetables by hand. They're building things out of wood. They're doing things that we would, typically call hard work. I put that in air quotes, hard work. And yet they're great. That is the reason they keep ticking. And even in the happiness equation, and actually I can link, maybe not so, I mean, we could show the book, but I can link, there's an article that Neil Pasricha wrote about why the whole concept of retirement is completely flawed. And the idea that Freedom 55 isn't necessarily the dream people think it is, right? We tend to live longer when we're more engaged. And so the question is also, do you want it to be easier? Because as it turns out, it's probably better for your health, your longevity, your brain, your everything, for it to not be easy, for you to constantly be brain engaged. And I think that is just so fascinating. You have people in their 80s and 90s, like weightlifting and gardening and woodworking and surfing and fishing and doing things that can be quite active. And they will tell you that's the reason. That's the reason that they are living as long as they are. And it's stuff that you see across different parts of the world in these specific blue zones, in these specific parts of the world where folks tend to live into their hundreds. And I find that so fascinating. I find that so fascinating because there's also this perception of, we're supposed to kind of peter out. We're supposed to ease into those last working years. And, if you actually look at health studies, that's not at all a good idea, which is that's fascinating to me because it's completely counterintuitive to our culture.
Yeah. So prior to the book that you mentioned, there was a book written by a guy named Richard Bowles, and it was called The Three Boxes of Life and How to Get Out of Them. And the three boxes were essentially student, employee, retiree. And that idea was stupid. And this was written in the early 80s,
I remember
and
it.
it and it's the reality is we should always be a student, and always be contributing. And interestingly enough, in a book called High Performance Habits by Brendon Burchard, he talks about personal satisfaction. And the thing that I loved about it, so part of it was about passion. We've talked about that lots of times. And then there was this growth piece. So doing what you, so if you think about a skill that you want to develop, or think about your passion or something that you want to just get better at, it's just a titch. You're stretching yourself a titch. It's just a little bit beyond where you are right now, plus contributing to others. That's what personal satisfaction is. So there's a piece of discomfort here in terms of, oh, stretching yourself just a little bit more. And so that's a piece of that personal satisfaction, which I found so interesting. So it wasn't necessarily about being easy. It was what you just talked about, that added bit about, ooh, stretching just a little bit to engage with something that you're already passionate about, but maybe you're not quite so good at it. And it just,
There's, yeah.
yeah.
Another one I really like, and I know they've done work together, Brendon Burchard and Mel Robbins. And Mel Robbins is a author and speaker out of the US. And I know she had some stuff around goal setting, and I know she's talked about this on her podcast, so we can link to that in the notes, where she talks about the whole thing when you're working towards a goal isn't in achieving the goal, it's in doing the work towards it. It's the anticipation. That is actually what fuels you to keep going. And so the important thing when you achieve a goal is to immediately set the next one and keep working towards it, because that is where you find it. And it's another one where it's like, do you really want it to get easier? Is that really going to serve? You know, it's interesting stuff for sure. Yeah.
I love that question that you started with. Yeah, I think that was not unexpected for me, and and exciting, right? So it's added that other level to this podcast. It could have been a bit of a snoozer, and as all podcasts, I think, could be. There's always the potential for snoozeramas, and we don't want to have snoozeramas. We really want to have engaging conversations. So. I can imagine family sitting around the table going, what is easier? Or do we want easier? And things, there are some things, yes, I want it to be easier to move my body. I really
I
do
want to
want it
not
to be.
grunt when I get up out of a chair. That would be nice. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So funnily enough, though, for it to be easier to move my body, I'm going to have to engage in more challenging activities.
Yep.
So it's that, I don't know if it's a contradiction or a paradox or what it is, because that's just my day. Well, next time, is there anything else you wanted to add or?
Oh, we could add things forever, but perhaps we'll leave it for today.
Okay. And then next, we're going to start talking about what the heck exactly are the options after high school? There are options after high school? What?
There are options after high school, turns out.
Cool. Awesome. Stay tuned for our next episode of The One About Careers.
Thanks for listening to the One About Careers podcast.
You can catch up with past episodes at theoneaboutcareers.com.
Join us next week for another bite-sized conversation.